You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey guys, welcome back to Wig Hackers Podcast with your host, Daniel Coy. I really need to find one of those special effects. You know, moving on up over in the world over here. Hopefully it's not too pingy. I got so many new gadgets and gizmos, it's kind of crazy. I can't believe I quoted The Little Mermaid. Oh my gosh. Well, today is a little bit more just a rant. I mean, to be quite honest, I have been going through so much. I mean, the state of the world, first off, on top of the state of me, and we all know I'm Looney Tunes. Hello, how are you? With everything that's going on, I'm trying to keep as calm, cool, and collective, but like, I don't know. If you don't know my story, I thrive under pressure, as one boss has told me. And, you know, working on Broadway, it really did help because, like, if someone was to get hurt, you know, the understudy is on. I would rip those rollers out of that wig and it would be on her head before her shoes were even on. So, like, I understand where that notion came from. It stuck with me to this day. Even though he threw hot coffee at me. But like, I have done, whenever there's like huge traumatic, like during the recession, so the last recession, I was not doing the drag anymore. I'm like, I'm done. I need a full-time job. So then I started doing hair in a little mom pop shop and flourished, I mind you. So it's really funny that like, all right, so the economy came back, you know, and I'm not saying that my career has not blossomed and bloomed. It totally has. Do not get me wrong. But like my side hustle work hasn't really like, I just work and work and work and I see no results. And now we're in like this, a pandemic, huge pandemic, like not even a little one. And like, once again, like Mr. Flourish, I hate to put like salt on old wounds. If you are listening, I understand, but I'm used to living my life in turmoil. Literally, I would just be like, what's next? I have to keep working. Oh my gosh. Like even for me to take like a minute to like sit down and like not do anything and like watch a television show, I'm like, I should be doing something. Oh my, I can't even finish. I have to go like walk around my apartment 18 times and like do a little bit of here, do a little bit there. I never finish a project. Like I never sit down and just finish a project. So me doing podcasting is like, wow. That's why they're so short, guys. They're short. Just like my attention span. Short. So it's helped me and it hasn't helped me all in the same breath. But it is quite good, it's better that I stay like this. You know, I've been trying to come up with better systems in my life to be like, yeah, this will work. No, why change a thing that's not broken? With getting like a list, what's that? For what reason? It's never going to work. Maybe I'll have a list of like how many wigs I need. You know, I'll have a list there. But like right now I have like, I think it's 10 projects I am working on at the momento. So like it's a little crazy. People are coming on board and like not even little people. I can't like guys like just wait. I know someone's going to listen to this episode in particular and be like, you're probably either going to hate me or love me, one or the other. That's how I roll, a Libra. You love me or you hate me. So most of you will hate me. Some of you will love me and others will just be sick of seeing me. but I'm stoked. Like I really am stoked. Like I'm writing two new books, just on the whole end of, you know, doing wigs and doing hair color, hair cutting, just specifically for wigs. You know, like I'm trying to do both ends, from the professional end and the non-professional end. So I'm really trying to work with companies that have both brands, you know, for the general public and then for just professionals. And it's a whirlwind. I'm doing these wine and wigs as well. Like I said, guys, this is literally a rant. I love them. I love seeing the light bulb go off on top of I don't artists' heads. You know, I can't even say students because they're not. Like, yes, I'm giving information. Yes, you're learning something, I hope. But like, holy cow, it is so fulfilling. Like the questions that I get asked and like, yeah, I mean, it takes a lot out of me. I will not lie to you. I'm like, maybe I won't need my Ambien for once. Who am I joking? No, of course I always need my Ambien. It's really, I'm so stoked, like really stoked. And I hope you guys come along with the journey and, you know, take something away from it, whatever that may be. May it be, you know, just thinking stronger about your skills as an artist or taking that leap to do something that you are like, no, I can never do it. But I hope you do. You know, and know that there is enough for everyone. So that scarcity feeling that you have, I don't know how to crush it yet. I don't know how to tell you, oh, just drink this tea and it'll go away. I don't even have that for you yet. I want it and I want to give it to you. Trust and believe, you know, but I haven't found that out for myself because it's a thing. Working in the industry that I have has helped me with dealing with scarcity and like, when's my next job? What's my next gig? How am I going to do it? And I think that's where my, let's have 12 things to go on. Because whenever I would be done with the show, I would be like, oh my God, what's next? And when I didn't have anything lined up, like when I didn't, I would get uber sick, which I think that was my body just telling me, like, you cannot be alone in your head, sir. I remember, oh my gosh, the worst. I mean, emotionally, the worst show for me was Follies on Broadway. That hair room was... Hey, guys, I'm not sure that you know about the Spornet hairbrushes. So, funny thing is that I actually have had them in my kit for years now, like years. When we're talking years, like almost my whole career, from back in the day on the Broadway show Hair. I loved the lightness of them and truthfully the color. That's really what drew me to them. So I had no idea.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.